We welcome you here to Football Fiesta Live from Monte Alban number 2 on the Ashland Square. This will be our final Football Fiesta for 2024. We'll be looking back at Friday night's game against Montgomery Catholic. We'll also be naming or presenting our Clay Central Sports Network Player of the Year in the second segment. And then in the third segment, we'll be going over stats, total yearly stats, and some other stuff like that. And then looking at the rest of the high school football season in the semifinals and 7A in the finals, we'll be looking at those matchups and talking about those in the final segment. So stick around with us right here on Classic Country 90.9. And this is Rusty Taylor, Coach Jerry Weems, Coach Chris Herron. Good afternoon, man. Good to see you again.
Well, it's good to be here one final time, Rusty, as we wrap up 2024 football. And, you know, when we have time to reflect on it a little more, it'll mean more to finish 12-1, I think, than, you know, when we get over the disappointment of losing our quarterfinal game last week. So it's still a successful season when you go 12-1.
Well, we knew we would be here tonight because of the other activities this week with Thanksgiving and all. But, we were hoping it would be after a win and headed into a semifinal match this week. But, you know, it wasn't meant to be and didn't go that way. And but still, as Coach Williams referenced, the farther we get away from Friday night, the outstanding year that these young men had this year on the field, and we were privileged and lucky to be just a small part of it and being around them and being able to bring it to the listeners, the folks that weren't able to be there each Friday night. But an outstanding year overall when you can back up and take a look at the whole season.
Well, we'll look back at last Friday night's loss. It ended up 21-9, but you look back at that game, a game the Volunteers actually led 3-0 to late in the first half with a chance to go in at half with a lead. So it was kind of back and forth, a lot of yards gained there in that first half, but not a lot of points put on the board. And just a kind of a tale of two halves in a sense. The second half, much different. Montgomery Catholic kind of got the offense rolling, the running game. And penalty yards really hurt Montgomery Catholic in the first half and throughout the game, but especially in the first half. That really set them back and helped assisted the Volunteers. But the Volunteers did mount a drive and kick the field goal and then move on into the second half. It was kind of back and forth. But the Volunteers had the first two possessions of the second half, Volunteers had opportunities to score. One pass we didn't connect with in the end zone that looked like a good chance, and then we were stopped at the one-inch line, we might want to call it, at the goal line, but ruled we didn't get in on fourth down and turned it over on down. So, when you look back at that game, of course, the stats don't lie, but the Volunteers had plenty of opportunities to cash in, and they just were unable to make the plays when they had to make them.
Well, when, you always talk about a game of that nature is going to be determined by two or three plays or two or three situations. And there were three in that game, I thought, and two of them you just mentioned, those two offensive possessions that we had, one where we drove deep and then failed on fourth down, and then the other one where we got stopped just inches short of the goal line, those two offensively. And then I thought there was a defensive situation, after we kicked our field goal and go up and kick off to them, there's just under 2:10 remaining on the clock. And defensively, we had a chance to get a stop there and go into the half, but we allowed them to go 79 yards and score right there before the half. So that was a defensive opportunity that we didn't take advantage of when we had a chance to have that stop there in that final 2 minutes. So those three situations really cost us that football game.
Well, I agree, that final drive. We had multiple opportunities to stop. One time, they had a big rush, I think, to start that drive for about 40 yards and got in our territory. That's the way I remembered anyway. Maybe on first down they had to be a big gain on the ground, and then they were able to keep things going. And then we had them, backed up there in a fourth down situation, and that's when we get the back-to-back offside penalties where they do the shifting of the line. Has any feelings changed for you two about the legalities of that move that they used on Friday night? Have y'all done any homework or any looking more or talked to anybody else that might give you any more direction on that move?
We talked with Coach Horn Monday morning, yesterday morning, and he felt the same way we did, that, you know, his biggest argument was that it was deception to the defense. You know, they were deceiving with that movement. And my point is they were in a set position. Even though they didn't have their hand down, once all movement has ceased.
Yeah, hand down is not required at all, to be said.
The required.
That's old receivers would have to get down like they used to do back in the. When did they used to do
70s, that? Early 70s and early 80s,
The wide receivers would even put their hand down. Right?
But the definition of being set is there's no movement at all. And that was the case. And then all of a sudden, they all take that one step at one time. And so they violated the set position movement rule, and they deceived the defense. And, you know, I'm pretty certain that that's the way. I mean, I read the rule right out of the rule book, and that's what it says. It gave the definition of what set is. And according to that definition, they violated the rule.
Well, and when you look at the rule what is the ruling group, the ruling body of high school football?
Well, it's NFHS
football rule. They specifically said this year that they wanted to make sure that they'd lock down on no deception on that, because it was discussed, because with a lot of people going spread and a lot of people do it. We know it's something, not what they did, but Elmore County's done something similar for many years. Just a team that we know, they got a little deal that they do, and they shift. But they were stepping a whole man where actually what was their guard ended up over the football. And, you know, that's how much they all moved. And it just didn't seem – you know, we're not sitting here not trying to sound like that's the reason we lost the game.
No, it's
not. But that was big plays in the game. One of the opportunities for us to stop them, they got first downs there. But they made plays. But it was just something odd that needs to be definitely looked at, because that is not what rules in athletics is about, to be able to use things into your favor. That is not, you know, that's just deceiving somebody to get a first down. And that hurts when it's that way. When they run it at you and you don't stop them like they did many other times, it's a little different. So.
And we had the same situation occur later in the second half. And, there was a completely opposite ruling the third time that they did it. So, I don't know. Well, you know, I don't think the officials really knew the rule on it myself.
Well, you go back, and we feel like we lost the line of scrimmage. And when you lose the line of scrimmage, it's hard to win the football game. And we feel like we lost both sides of the line of scrimmage.
There's no question. When you look at the stats, that it bears that out. We got beat on the line of scrimmage.
Coach Herron, what was your take on the game overall?
Well, you know, it's just we look at the line of scrimmage, and that's where you, as you guys have just referenced, and that's clearly where that's where it starts. The games we've had the most success in, we've controlled that line of scrimmage offensively and defensively. And in this game Friday night, we did not do that. You know, our offensive linemen, you know, a lot of red in the grades this past week. You know, we didn't grade out well there. So, therefore, you know, it's hard to get anything going offensively when you can't control that line. And then on the defensive side, it's the same way, you know, when they're able to just, you know, regardless of the movement and those plays there, but they begin to just – the downhill run straight ahead at us, and it, you know, they just controlled us and were able to move us, did a good job with their zone game, their inside zone, you know, and it was just over and over and over. Their wildcat package, number two coming in, running, you know, he was very effective.
That's their safety, by the way.
Yeah, right.
and we I don't know that we've tackled him yet.
Yeah, he came in.
Maybe he got tackled at practice this week.
The wildcat side of things, so – Yeah. You know, just.
I mean, really, we had trouble tackling him. You got to give him a lot of credit.
You give them all the credit. I mean, we had our chances. You guys referenced it earlier, too, you know, and those kind of games. And those games come down to the two or three times in that red zone when you're down there. You've got to get points. You've got to get some points. And we were down there a couple of times and didn't, and they were down there a couple of times and did, and that's the difference in the ball
game. But, you know, guys, we it's not a fact that we played poorly.
No.
You got to give them credit.
Absolutely. I mean, yes.
They played great.
They played very, very good football, a very good football team. Yes.
And even the deal we're talking about with the shifting, they did that exactly like they drew it up and practiced.
Right.
And it would work. But Jatavion Prince, Jatavion Pierce was a young man,
mm-hmm.
The 6'2", 185-pound senior. He's a Tulane commitment at safety. But, you know, he was a big safety we talked about all week, and then they brought him in there in those Wildcat packages, and we really did struggle to tackle him. One time we had him for safety, other times we had him for no gain, and he just continued to run through tackles and was a very, very good player there from safety. Those two safeties were great players, but, you know, they had a lot of good players. They played three different quarterbacks. Two that were really playing quarterback, and one that was him playing the Wildcat quarterback. But, you know, looking back at that game, though, the thing that stood out to me was the thing that worried me the most going into the game, and I think probably worried us all volunteer fans and the coaching staff, was the special teams. I think we probably won the special teams, if there was such a thing, or we sure didn't lose anything special teams-wise.
You mentioned earlier how long, you know, I think 0-0 at the end of the first quarter.
Yes.
We kick a field goal and go up 3-0 and hold that lead until late, right before halftime. I mean, that's a score. I would have never thought we would have led a game 3-0
at
any point, you know, ever.
And Coach Horn said he felt like special teams had their best game.
Sure.
I agree. I mean, the punts.
I can see that.
Everything about it was good.
It was.
I mean, we didn't,
solid.
It was solid. We hit our field goal that we attempted, and what was it, a 33-yarder or something like that, and it was good. Would have been good for them a lot longer from a left hash, you know. I was even a little surprised we were trying to kick it. And you know, Taylor done a good job hitting it through. Actually, we scored, you know, with about 2 minutes and something left, and that's when they got the football back and went and scored the touchdown. So it's almost, you know, till 2 minutes, 2.5 minutes or so, there was no – it was a scoreless game.
Right.
And they had missed the field goal. They missed an opportunity.
They did.
And they had – let's be honest, they had moved the football better than we had to that point, but we made some adjustments, started moving the football. But you got to give Montgomery Catholic and their team and Kirk Johnson there, you know, there's a reason they've lost two football games in 4 years.
Right.
They're a very good program.
Mm-hmm.
And they hadn't lost one in 2 years. So, you know, and we'll see if they will lose one this year or not, but it's going to take somebody on a good night with a good team to beat them.
Yes,
I'll assure you that. So, just a tough one. When you look back at it, it's tough. And but a team, you definitely don't feel like you got beat by a team that was lesser than you. I'm not going to put them above us, but they're not lesser than us.
Yeah, we certainly didn't lose to a poor team.
Yes.
No question.
So that's the thing that you can go back on when you look back at this season. And the only game you lost was to a very, very good opponent. And who knows where they're going to end up. But I'm telling you, they're a good football team, and there's a reason that they're undefeated. Well, let's take our first break. And when we come back after this break, we're actually going to have a couple of special guests. We're going to have our Clay Central Sports Network Player of the Year with us, and we'll be presenting that award. We're also going to have assistant coach Justin McCollum in with us. He'll be spending some time with us as Coach Horn was committed somewhere today and could not be here tonight and could not be here. So he's sending the next best thing.
Absolutely.
I think. And Coach Justin McCollum. So we'll take this break and come back right here on Classic Country 90.9.
Ashland Auto Parts, the locally owned and operated Napa Auto Parts store, knows how important it is to keep vehicles running smoothly. High quality parts, tools, and accessories, all backed by Napa reliability. Whether a pro or do-it-yourselfer, Jim, Jack, Ralph, Logan, or Sharon at Ashland Auto Parts can help. Located in the heart of Ashland and open Monday through Saturday, Ashland Auto Parts.
Fall is finally here, and Buddy Sports Country has absolutely everything you need to make your upcoming hunting trip a success. They have a huge selection of deer blinds and shooting houses. Buddy Sports Country is an authorized Benelli and Browning firearms dealer, and they have a giant showroom filled with shotguns and rifles, with even more arriving daily. Buddy's is located at 8401 Highway 431 at Hollis Crossroads, where the sales tax is only 6%. The phone number is 256-253-2254. Open 8 till 5 Tuesday through
Saturday.
Don's
Pawn and Jewelry in Ashland is a trusted local pawn shop with years of experience serving Clay County residents and beyond. The shop has items including jewelry, electronics, tools, guns, and more. With a reputation for reliability, Don's Pawn and Jewelry has a secure and friendly environment. Conveniently located on Court Square in Ashland, the shop is a well-known spot in the community for quality goods and trusted service. 256-354-2727. 256-354-2727.
East Central Alabama Gas District is a proud sponsor of the Clay Central Sports Network and the Radio Alabama Foundation. Located Highway 77 in Ashland, East Central Alabama Gas has teamed up with Natural Gas Connection as your hometown natural gas appliance store. They offer free financing up to 60 months. East Central Alabama Gas has Generac generators, tankless water heaters, space heaters, and gas logs, as well as grills. Their phone number is 256-354-2194. East Central Alabama Gas District, natural gas, comfortable, responsible.
Not one, not three, but nine TVs are set up and ready for football lovers this weekend at Farmhouse and Company Restaurant. Friday night, the Clay Central Sports Network broadcast of volunteer football will be shown throughout the restaurant as you sit down to Farmhouse cut steak, a chicken kibble, or the catfish meal. Saturday's college football will also be available throughout the restaurant. Farmhouse and Company is located downtown Wineville. Their phone number is 256-396-3050. Farmhouse and Company is proud to be a sponsor of the Clay Central Sports Network.
The Radio Alabama Foundation is sponsored by loyal listeners and by First Capital Insurance in Lineville. Are you looking for peace of mind? At First Capital Insurance, we've got you covered. From your home to your car to your business to life insurance, we offer tailored coverage that fits your needs and budget. Our expert team is here to guide you through every step, ensuring that you get the protection that you deserve. First Capital Insurance, located at 575 College Street in Lineville. Their phone number is 256-396-2131. With First Capital Insurance, you're not just a policy number, you're family.
Frank's Point of View, a hidden gem overlooking Talladega National Forest. Enjoy endless views, stunning sunsets, and starry nights. Each spacious RV site includes a picnic table, sun canopy, privacy panel, fire pit, and hammock hooks. Hike miles of scenic trails and let your four-legged friends roam free. Frank's Point of View is online at frankspointofview.com. Phone number 256-456-5800. Frank's Point of View, your perfect getaway awaits.
We welcome you back to Classic Country 90.9 and Football Fiesta Live from Monte Alban number 2 on the Ashland Square. This is Rusty Taylor. I'm joined by Coach Jerry Weems and our two special guests. First of all, Coach Justin McCollum, good to have you, Coach.
Good to be here. Good to be here.
Good to have you back in here in our last installment, and for the third time.
Yeah.
But this time we can call him by a different name.
That's right.
The Clay Central Sports Network Player of the Year, Deshaun Soap Gibbons. Congratulations, Soap. Good to have you back with us.
Thank you.
Well, as we look back, of course, it's going to be a little different because we had him right over here at the end of the table last Thursday night. But when we look back at last Friday, or the season stats, we're not going to focus on last Friday night. Soap had 100. I'm just going to go over his basic stat sheet here. 109 rushes for 843 yards. That's a 7.73 average, and 21 touchdowns rushing the football. We look back and he was 98 for 162 for 1,548 yards passing. That's over 60%, 60.5% completions, and 17 touchdowns. So he accounted for 38 touchdowns right there. And he also punted twice for 37 yards, had 12 solo tackles, 3 assists, 1 interception, 1 fumble recovery on defense, 6 pass breakups, 3 quarterback hurries, and 2 tackles for a loss. That is a stat line to be a player of the year if there's ever been. And So we talked a little bit about it last week. But looking back at that, and I don't even know how close you kept up with your stats and what they look like for the season, but that is a huge stat line. 21 rushing touchdowns from a quarterback spot. I'm sure we've never had anywhere close to that. And I wonder if that's a 21 touchdown. I don't know if we've ever had a running back with 21 touchdowns in a season.
I don't recall it. That's Heisman numbers, eh?
Yeah, for sure. We're bigger than Heisman. We're bigger than Heisman anyway. But so what do you think was the difference? I mean, we talked to you last week a lot about some of the things, but what do you think was the difference maker? You making the move over to from wide receiver to quarterback this season?
I mean, the line, it was blocked for me, and then mostly during the summer, busting my tail, running, working out. I feel like that helped a lot.
That stat line, had you seen these stats already?
Some of them, yeah.
Okay. Impressive stat line. Passing for 1,500 yards. I mean, we're not known to have, I'm assuming maybe Boyd threw for 1,500 yards. Or if anybody did, he did, other than Soap. But passing for 1,500 yards and rushing for 843 himself. Coach McCollum, what can you – I know you was not his position coach,
right.
But he was key to help you with a lot of your position, guy, of course, offense and defense. So speak to Soap not being his direct position coach.
Right. Well, not being his position coach, it didn't matter because if you were on the practice field or on the game field, you knew what Soap – you know, was about. Soap was a great leader. I've had Soap in class. He does good work in the school. You know, last year, Soap, we needed another quarterback in the warm-up lines. And Soap, you remember coming over and throwing in the warm-up lines. And I made the comment to a couple of assistant coaches. I said, Soap might throw the prettiest ball. I mean, we had four quarterbacks lined up there, and I said, Soap can throw it. He can throw it. Well, he'd go run, and, you know. So I was not really surprised. You know, I primarily coach defense, and I think the thing that makes Soap so good on offense, he is a true dual-threat quarterback. And, you know, a lot of teams, you can just – once you read run, you can eliminate the quarterback. He's not a factor. He's going to hand the ball off. So you're really, you know, playing 11 on team. Well, not with Soap. I mean, anytime we snap the ball, you know, a running back had an option. Soap had an option. And even on passes, Soap made some really big runs this year where it could have been a 6 or 8 or 10 yard sack, but his escapability was able to, you know, get us out of it and make a big play. And that's – somebody that coaches defense, that's tough when you got to account for the quarterback.
Coach Weems, what do you got to speak about Soap here?
I'll say this, you know, every week on our three-point stance, our morning radio show we do, every week one day we talk to the opposing coach that we're playing that particular week. And I always ask them a question, you know, I ask them, as they've watched film, what stands out to them about Clay Central? What are they concerned with? And every one of them, every coach we talked to, the first thing they mentioned was the quarterback. You know, we've got to do something, you know, for the quarterback because of his skill set, running and throwing, and, you know, the fact that he makes plays, he's, you know, does things when you really need them. Every coach mentioned that, and I think they were right. Had I been preparing for a game against Clay Central, that would have been my first concern as well. So I don't know how you feel about that, but every coach mentioned the quarterback from Clay Central as being their number one threat. And I think they're right. And, you know, you mentioned the defense. You're on the defensive side, but, mm-hmm. you know, Soap actually helped the defense when he was playing on offense. Because, you know, we control the ball on most of our opponents and kept our defense, you know, from getting out there and being in those tough situations. So, you know, he helped both sides, not only offensively, but from he helped on offense at looking at it from a defensive standpoint as well. And that's not even counting what he actually did physically on the defensive side.
Yeah, he got to play both, yeah. I'll say this just a little bit about Soap's character, and y'all know how Coach Horn is about special teams, but, you know, that last week going into practice, he's like, for the fourth time, I've redone the kickoff team. So he's got his paper and he's calling out numbers, you know, so and so here, you know, he's calling out the numbers, and Soap's standing on the sideline like this. I mean, he wasn't being funny. He legitimately wanted to be on the kickoff team. If he thought that it would make a difference, he legitimately wanted to be on there. And that just,
you know, that shows you.
And probably would have returned kickoffs as well.
Yeah, yeah. Yep.
Well, Soap, we look back at the season, we know – You know, Friday night, obviously the season didn't end like you wanted, like you projected, but when you look back at it, and we look back at it, you know, the team and you guys had a great year to go 12-1. You know, you wanted more, we wanted more, we understand that, and that's the way we want to keep it. That's the expectations we want, but you did. You had a good year. What do you got to say? I mean, you're a senior, you're exiting that group of seniors, but looking back at it best you can right now, What do you want to say about you guys' year and maybe the last 4 years, but especially this season?
It was a good experience. Appreciate all the players that was helping us and stuff. Probably going to miss the summer workouts. Probably not now, I'm going to miss it, but like later on I'm probably going to miss it. And yeah, it'll just be fun.
Yeah, there's things that you'll definitely miss about it for sure, and you probably already have this week. I know you got other things. You play other sports and play basketball and stuff, so you got to focus, something else to focus on. But you will. Looking forward to like next year, what is your projections? What are you wanting to do next year as you move on out of high school?
Right now I'm just waiting on any colleges to offer, or if not, I'm looking to major in electrical engineering at a four-year college.
I was actually hoping that, thinking today about that, we got to get some young coaches back in Clay County. Our coaches' staffs are getting old.
Yeah.
And I was actually thinking today.
When you're one of the youngest ones, something's wrong, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
they're old and beat down, right?
They are. And I was actually thinking to myself, Soap would be a really, really good one to maybe major in education, and I know we don't care nothing about history because he didn't in my class, but maybe math or something like that. He could be a math teacher and a football, basketball. He could be a baseball coach.
But we do need some electrical people around.
Power works.
Electrical engineering is a good start. He can maybe volunteer.
Chad would get to retire early if Soap becomes electrical engineer.
Well, I'm telling you, if they know what I know, some of these college coaches, they would be contacting you. I'll say so that Coach McCollum, before we let you go, what looking back at the year, I know, again, you're just like us and like the team. You're let down. You guys had high expectations, and you know, you want to win them all. You know, and that was not to be the case, you know, in the 12-1, but a great, great season. The first team in Vol history to win 12 games in a row in a season.
Yeah.
So
I hadn't thought about that. It was a good year. You know, coming in, we lost a lot on defense. We lost five really, really good players. And anytime you're basically – I mean, that's half the defense. And it was the guys up front. And, you know, coming in on the year, we were concerned about defense. Not on the perimeter, but the box. But overall, I mean, we ended up – I think we probably achieved what, you know, we could have. If we play Montgomery Catholic again, could we beat them? Yeah. Yeah, we could. But we didn't make the plays. We just, you know, y'all talked about it earlier. They were – and some of that, some of the times that they had a lot to do with it. You know, other than the two or three drives we got down there in the red zone, we should have scored. Other than that, it was kind of stifling. I mean, we just didn't get a whole lot done early especially. But proud of our guys. I mean, we started some 10th and 11th graders. You know, Soap was one of those guys two or three years ago, you know, that started and played a lot as a 10th grader. So, you know, It's never too early to look for the future either, and I think our program's in a good spot, and it's in a good spot for people like Soap, and you know, we're gonna lose, you know, 4, 5, 6 skilled people that's as good of people we've had in this school, I think.
Well, I was gonna mention, Coach, next year will be just the opposite of this year. You know, we had skilled people this year, and we were concerned with linemen.
Yep.
Next year will be just the opposite.
Yeah, I think the offensive, and we're losing one linebacker on the front seven on defense, so one on defense in the front seven, one on offense in the box, and everybody else will be returning. But we're losing the whole secondary. I mean, Taylor, right. Taylor Boyd and J.T. Wilkerson, they'll be back, skilled people, you know, that can play in the secondary. But, you know, people like Caden Glenn and you know, some of these people – Zion Newell, you know, some of these guys that's kind of been in that backup role really going to have to step up next year.
And Dalen Houston has come on good, and, you know, good, been a scout team guy a lot, but he'll be key next year, I'm sure. And he's got a lot better. So
real good year, though. Proud of our guys. You know, I think everybody, you know, Coach Williams was talking about, you hear other coaches talking about what we got to do, you know, to win, and it's time to stop. Everybody we play, I don't know, Soap can probably tell you better, but I don't know if we played a single team this year that wasn't bigger than us. I mean, we're never as big as the people we're playing, but it says a lot for our program and, you know, the program Coach Horn has and the workouts and, you know, just the mental and physical toughness that Coach Horn, you know, that's one thing being from Lineville, playing at Lineville, and then coaching with Coach Horn over here. You know, I really admire the fact that, and I saw it in high school, I just didn't know it at the time, but I think Coach Horn gets the most out of the kid. You know, ever, you know, he's won some state championships he probably shouldn't have, and it was because he was getting the most out of, you know, his players. But great year, glad to be a part of it, and expect big things out of Soap in the future.
Coach Williams, as we get ready to let these two go and present Soap with his award, what would you like to say?
Well, you know, certainly Soap had a great year in football, and congratulations on everything you've accomplished. And, you know, I know you're going to play basketball, and your senior year is not over yet. So, you know, last year we made a good run in basketball, and I think we can do it again, you know, with people like you there being the leader and all. So hang in there, you know, keep your faith, and something good is going to happen for you.
Yes, sir.
Well, so at this time, we're going to award Deshaun Soap Gibbons the Clay Central Sports Network Player of the Year for 2024. And this is presented by Breeches and Bows. Congratulations, Soap.
Okay.
Good job, bud.
Thank you guys for having us.
Absolutely. So, anything you want to say? I mean, we've already gave you a little bit, but anything you want to say as we get ready to let you go?
I'm good.
You're good. He's good. He's said enough and done enough. We've had fun. It's been fun watching you, and we're proud of you. Congratulations.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
We'll take a break and come back right here on Football Fiesta.
Harris Plumbing and Electric is Ashland's DIY store. They have all your gardening products, along with everything to take care of the inside and outside of your home. Heck, they even have ice cream makers and knives. If you need it, they have it or will get it for you. Think local. Harris Plumbing and Electric on 2nd Street Northwest in Ashland, across from the Ashland City Library.
Tires are an investment, and you can extend the life of your tires with proper alignment. Highway 9 Tire in Lineville now has a calibrated 4-post alignment rack for front and rear alignments. This all-new alignment rack works on the newest models and even the antique cars. The phone number for Highway 9 Tire is 256-396-3040. They also offer a full-time mechanic to keep you rolling down the road. Highway 9 Tire is also your local Exmark dealer and is proud to support Classic Country 90.9 and the Clay Central Sports Network.
This is Rusty Taylor, the voice of the Volunteers, and I got myself a heel deal.
Hi, this is Coach Jerry Williams. I found myself a heel of a deal at Heel Auto Sales in Lineville.
This is Coach Chris Herron. And I got myself a Hill deal at Hill Auto Sales.
Located downtown Lineville, Hill Auto Sales is open Monday through Friday, 8 to 5. Hill Auto Sales, a proud supporter of the Clay Central Sports Network and Classic Country 90.9.
Honey's Home Cooking. The sound of that probably takes you back to your mom's special dish or those meals at Grandma's house. A meal at Honey's Cafe may not cause you to spend hours in the kitchen, but it tastes just like you did. Located at 60 Park South in Lineville, Honey's Cafe features meats and vegetables that are cooked fresh each morning. Open Sunday through Friday from 10:30 to 2. Their phone number is 256-396-9101. Honey's Cafe is proud to bring you volunteer athletics on the Clay Central Sports Network.
From sleek modern kitchens to timeless classic styles, Integrity Cabinets has the perfect solution for every home. Their custom cabinets are designed to fit unique needs and taste, ensuring every detail is perfect. Integrity Cabinets, where quality meets integrity, building something amazing together. The phone number is 256-354-1431, and their website is integritycabinets.com. Integrity Cabinets, sponsoring the Clay Central Sports Network and Classic Country 90.9.
Hunters, you've waited patiently to harvest the perfect deer. When you finally make that happen, it's time to fill up the freezer from your successful hunt. Matthews Meat Market provides deer processing for our local community. From sausage to steaks, jerky to burger, Matthews Meat Market is ready to help fill your freezer. Located 61272 Highway 49 north of Lineville. The phone number for Matthews Meat Market is 256-396-5694. Open from 8 to 5 Monday through Saturday, except for Wednesdays. Matthews Meat Market, from the local woods to a local table, proud sponsor of the Clay Central Sports Network.
We welcome you back here to Classic Country 90.9 and Football Fiesta. And we have now have another special. How can he be? Not really a guest. I don't guess he would be a guest, but it's a special guest to our show on Football Fiesta. How can the owner be a guest? But we have our owner, Mr. Lee Perryman. Good to have you in here with us. You've been here almost every week. I think you missed maybe one or two this season. Football Fiestas, and you've been behind the scenes on all the football games, so we just wanted to talk to you just a couple of minutes.
I'm a huge fan. I'm so excited to be here, and what you guys have been able to accomplish and what the Vols have accomplished and we've been able to shine lights on has just been fantastic. I'm addicted to this and addicted to your coverage of how well this team's performed.
Well, we wanted to just kind of get your take from a different angle on our first year being able to do it at Radio Alabama, to be able to cover volunteer athletics and, to be part of it with Classic Country 90.9. The football went well. We went 12-1. That was a good thing. How do you feel, honestly, that the broadcast went and how that was working with the school and all the things, a lot going on behind the scenes before we ever went on the air? Just speak to that a little bit.
Well, the school administration is fantastic, and it's been a great pleasure working with the coaches and the administration. I'm so excited that we've been able to, with you guys behind it all, such a quality broadcast, quality product. The fact that we're on the apps, we're on the streams. These are the Classic Country 90.9 signal is one of the most powerful signals in Alabama. The fact that you can hear it as far as you can hear it, again, is a magnet for all things, good things happening in Clay County. And being able to do it in multiple platforms with video and more new video stuff coming soon. For other sports and other programming we're doing as well. It's just a really, 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 really big deal, and I'm excited about how well it's working. It's just been perfect.
Let me tell you this, Mr. Perryman. Every Friday we go to set up wherever we are, and, you know, occasionally Rusty will hit a snag on the equipment. And so the first thing he does, he gets on the phone and gets with you.
Yeah. No, that's not a snag. That's not a snag. Yeah. No, and it's so, not. He asked me to call him every night.
And so
every
and,
night.
And so you've been like the head coach here in this thing.
Well, but if Rusty wasn't calling me, I wouldn't get any calls. So I'm like the Maytag repairman. I'm happy to have somebody making
contact. He was relying on you for information, I can tell you that.
Well, it is good to have somebody that you know answers the phone. I never called you and then you didn't answer. That's always a good thing. Because you're sitting there in the background making sure everything works and goes on. We did have hiccups that a lot of people don't know about.
And a lot of times my comment would be,
you know, we might as well bag this up and leave. You know, we're not going to be able to be on the air tonight.
Yeah.
Well, this is complicated compared to how others do it. I mean, it's usually done by old style telephone lines and tin cans, and the technology we're using. It's a challenge to make it perfect, but 99.9% of everything we've done this year has been perfect, amplifying the great coverage that you guys have been putting on the year.
Well, before we let you go, and we'll get Coach Herron back in here, but I wanted to talk. You mentioned it just a little bit, but it doesn't stop here with football. We're planning on we're going to be announcing soon basketball games. We'll be doing softball, baseball. We've already done volleyball. We've done cross country. There's a lot more to come. This is athletics throughout and the school from top to bottom that we're trying to help and get put out. Speak to that just a little bit.
Absolutely. And again, working with the school administration has been fantastic. We've got cameras that have been there that we've added to. So they're video cameras and video technology in the football stadium. Also in the gym, and also on the baseball fields, and being able to leverage that to be able to help people who are interested in supporting Clay County, Clay Central Athletics, be able to follow it wherever they are. They're either listening in their car, they're listening in their offices, or they're under their desks watching it on their phone. Being able to do that and make everybody able to participate as a spectator, whenever we do things, It's just a really gratifying big deal. It supports the businesses that support us and supports the athletes by shining lights on them that make them understand people are watching and they need to excel. And that's what turns me on.
Well, I appreciate you taking just a few minutes to be on this show and to kind of lay that out. We definitely appreciate you supporting us and give us the tools to do the job that we do each and every broadcast, and you do. You give us the best of the best, and you make sure we've got it ready to go, and that's one reason we're able to bring a good, solid broadcast each and every game.
Thank you for everything you do. Happy Thanksgiving, and I'll see you on the radio.
Absolutely. We'll take a quick break, and we'll come back. Coach Herron will be back in the seat, and we'll look back at the season recap and then some games that will be going on Friday night right here on Classic Country 90.9.
Piggly Wiggly in Ashland and Lineville proudly support the Radio Alabama Foundation and the Clay Central Sports Network. From farm fresh fruits and vegetables to frozen meals and dairy products, Piggly Wiggly is ready to serve you. They also have many local high school students who learn the value of teamwork and customer service as valuable employees. Located in the heart of Ashland and Lineville, Piggly Wiggly, down home, down the street.
A brisket biscuit. It's more than a tongue twister, it's a taste bud pleaser. Sassy's convenience store in Lineville features smoked brisket as one of their many breakfast items. Sassy's also has bacon, ham, pork chop, and sausage biscuits, and you can even add egg and cheese to any of them. They also have homemade gravy biscuits. Located at 88785 Highway 9 in Lineville, Sassy's is a proud supporter of the Clay Central Sports Network and Classic Country 90.9. Your local real estate professional, Spencer Loveless with Southeastern Land Group, is a Clay County native. Spencer is licensed in Alabama and Georgia and services landowners throughout East Central Alabama. He specializes in selling recreational properties, farms, and rural homesteads. Spencer is also a member of the Poultry South team and is dedicated to helping you get top market value for your property. For a market evaluation on your property, the phone number is 256-283-3198. Spencer Loveless of Southeastern Land Group is the official land agent of Volunteer Voices on Classic Country 90.9.
Your Backdoor Feed Store in Ashland is helping little farmhands survive with all kinds of new boots for the new school year. And for mom and dad, they have feed for farm animals and farming supplies. Your Backdoor Feed Store, right off Ashland Square by Piggly Wiggly. Open 8 to 5 Monday through Friday and 8 to 12 on Saturdays. Your Backdoor Feed Store.
We welcome you back here to Classic Country 90.9 Football Fiesta live from Monte Albán number 2. Coach Herron comes back in as we've been able to talk to a few different people since you've been gone. First of all, mention a little bit about soap. Coach Herron, we want to give you the opportunity to do that, and also a great time being able to talk, giving up your headset to be able to talk to Mr. Perryman as well. Just speak to both of those real quick.
Well, I think, you know, Soap, I mean, what more can you say? They heard you guys, you know, and we talked. He was in here just last week as a player of the week, and then, you know, after his performance, we begin to look back over the whole year and the things he was able to accomplish individually. You know, it was a tremendous season for him. The leadership that he showed, and then you look at his individual stats and the things he was able to accomplish. Very deserving of that award this year as player of the year for the Vols, and it's been fun watching him over the years. You know, Coach McCollum mentioned he was kind of a defensive guy last year pretty much a lot, and a receiver in that position, and to move into that quarterback position and be able to accomplish the things he did, it's fun to watch him, and we're very fortunate, get to see him, at a young age, maybe even notice him in junior high, and then as they move up into the varsity ranks and move through. It's something we've all been fortunate to be around a lot of years, and it's neat to watch them grow and become the ball players and the young men that they do, that many, many of them here in Clay County become by the time that senior year rolls around. So very proud of Soap, and he'll whatever he decides to go in life, wherever he goes, he'll be successful in whatever he does.
Well, speak real quick to I know, a lot of people may not realize because they don't hear you on a broadcast on Friday night, but obviously you're broadcast, you're doing the three-point stance in the morning show each and every weekday morning, but right. You do travel with us to every game.
Oh, yeah.
And help us to get stuff in and out of the stadium, and you're able to see that. Speak to what Radio Alabama and Mr. Perriman and his staff have really, how they've really blessed us with the stuff to get the job done.
Well, they have, since, we started as far as being on the air with our morning show things and back on August the 1st and some of those developments that happened, leading up to that date earlier on this year as we progressed toward that August 1st date. And what Mr. Perriman and Radio Alabama, that foundation, and as we learned about them and the opportunities that the thoughts that they had for Classic Country 90.9 and then reached out to us and we reached out to them and being able to work that together and the freedom and kind of the very open to ideas that we had, about our mornings and how we structure that and the things that we do there and oftentimes on those mornings, not a lot of structure during those hours, but just kind of, a lot of rabbits get chased and that type thing early on in the morning and trying to make that at least, make somebody smile there early on and get off their day started with a good start and then kind of move into that sports focus around 8 o'clock with a 3-point stance and focusing really on our local kids here and what's happening in our high school. And then, branching out, looking into the colleges and some professional sports and some of the relationships that we've been able to develop because of the opportunities that Radio Alabama has given us, with some other broadcasters and people in the radio business at Alabama and Auburn and Jacksonville State and with the Stallions, Birmingham Stallions and that type thing and the Talladega Super Speedway and just, because of some things that we love, that we absolutely love to do, and we get to be a part of it even a little more because of the opportunities that Radio Alabama presents us through Classic Country 90.9. And it's a lot of work and a lot of note-taking and studying and looking at things to have to make sure you kind of know what you're talking about. But it's things that we do anyway. It's conversations that we all have, whether we're on the radio or whether we're off, and we just try to share that with people. And Radio Alabama and Mr. Lee Perriman and his team, they allow us those opportunities, and we thank them for that. And hopefully it's a relationship that continues to grow and just get better for everybody.
Well, let's look at the season as some season totals. We'll look at the season stats, and I'm just going to hit some high points, and then we'll go to the game set for Friday. First of all, I want to look at some total stats that I think are of interest. Volunteers rushed for 2,972 yards. Their opponents rushed for 1,223 yards. So big discrepancy of 1,700 yards there on the ground. Passing yards, we threw the ball for 1,644. passing yards for our opponent was 1,018. So, again, we was over 600 yards above our opponents there. Average yards per game, we were at 355.1. Our opponents, 172.1. So we were doubling them up right there, offensive game. Something that was interesting to me looking down the list was our two-point conversions. We went for 10 and got 7. That's a really good high number when you're getting that percentage. 70% you're getting.
We might should have done that a little more.
Well, when you look at you might have done it all the time.
Yeah, if you make 70% of them, that's pretty good.
Yeah, I mean, that you're getting twice the points when you do that.
That's so right.
But we'll turn over, and I'll just go on through this pretty quickly. I want to look at rushing leaders, and I'm gonna stick with like the top three in each category. Our rushing leader on the season was LaDamian Boyd. LaDamian rushed 181 times for 1,215 yards. That's a 6.71 average, 12 touchdowns, and 2 2-point conversions. Behind him is Deshaun Soap Gibbons, our Clay Central Sports Network player of the game. He rushed the ball 109 times for 843 yards, for a 7.73 gain per carry average for 21 touchdowns. That is an impressive touchdown number. And then a third rushing leader was Kevin Cherry. All of these seniors, by the way, 73 rushes for 491 yards for a 6.73 average per carry, 8 touchdowns and 2-point conversions. Looking at the passing game, Deshaun Soap Gibbons completed 98 times for 98 of 162 for 1,548 yards, a 17-yard per catch average. So per pass, 17-yard average, 60% completion percentage. And think this, 17 touchdowns to 2 interceptions. That's a very impressive number as well. He threw the ball 162 times and only threw 2 interceptions. So that's a very, very high number. Looking at receiving stats real quick, our top receivers, Tyler Boyd was our top receiver. He caught 32 passes for 546 yards, a 17-yard per catch, 5 TDs. And looking next was Damari Whetstone. He caught the ball 23 times for 361. That's a 15-yard per average for 5 touchdowns. And then Caden Glenn. He's one coming back, kind of the first one we've named here in this group, and so far that'll be returning. He caught 12 passes for 213 for 17.75 yards per catch average. Looking on down, we mentioned Taylor Boyd. Taylor Boyd hitting a couple field goals. Taylor will be returning. Taylor's returning. And then going to the defensive stats here real quick. On the points, Damari Whetstone was the total points award winner with 249 defensive points. Second was JT Wilkerson with 204. Third was Amari Ward with 189. We will mention the tackle leader was JT Wilkerson. JT had 55 solos. Him and Damari Whetstone was tied for the headhunter there. And JT had the most assisted tackles at 29. So JT had the total most tackles. Damari was 55 solos and 22 assists. And Amari Ward, 47 solos with 25 assists. That's kind of your tackle leaders there. So some really big, big stats there, guys. And I kind of flew through those. There's a lot we could have went there, but short of time there. Just what stood out to you guys about that, those stats?
Well, the balance offensively. You know, a lot of backs had carries and good yardage numbers and the receiving as well. And, of course, you know, we've already mentioned the fact that those two units were loaded with seniors. So very good balance in the receiving and the running department offensively.
Coach Herron, do you want to lead us through the finals and the 7A final matchups and also the semifinal matchups?
I do, and I want to mention three linemen who finished the year in the blue.
I should have
And it doesn't really show up on an offense day, but three of them for the season wound up within the blue. Our left guard, Cole Rice, our left tackle, Dewey Brown, and our right tackle, Noah Peterson, for the whole season, their grade wound up in the blue with a passing grade. So those guys, tremendous job that they did, especially all year across that front. So, but we look at the finals that they're coming up. We've got one final matchup already set, and then six different semifinal matchups. And in 7A, we'll start there. That final is set. That will be 1 week from tomorrow night, that'll be December the 4th. On Wednesday night, Thompson at 10-3 taking on Central of Phenix City at 10-2. These two teams have matched up several times over the last few years in that final championship game, and so they're matching up again. In 6A, we've got Oxford at 13-0. They will be at Parker, who is 12-1, and Saraland at 12-0. They will be at Pike Road, who is 10-3. 5A has Leeds at 11-2, at Moody, who's 10-2, and Vigor at 12-1, at Montgomery Catholic. They are 12-0. 4A semifinals has St. Michael at 12-1, at Jackson, also 12-1. West Morgan, they'll be at Cherokee County, a 12-1 record so far this year. 3A semifinals, the Piedmont Bulldogs, 13-0. They'll be on the road to Mars Hill Bible up in the Huntsville area, 12-1 Mars Hill. In the South, Southside Selma at 10-2. They'll be traveling to Houston Academy at 12-1 on the year. 2A semifinals, Highland Home, 13-0 so far. They'll be at Real Town, 12-1, taking on the Rebels there in Real Town. And Sulligent at 9-4 will be at Tuscaloosa Academy, 11-2 this season. 1A semifinals, Elba at 11-2. They'll be traveling to Maplesville, also 11-2. And in the northern half of 1A, Hackleburg with a 12-1 record. They'll be traveling just down the road from us to Wadley to take on the Bulldogs. The Wadley Bulldogs at 11-0, heading into the semifinal matchups this Friday night.
I tell you what, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. We'll come out and go just a couple of minutes of overtime to finish this Football Fiesta broadcast.
Classic Country 90.9 is WFAZ-FM Goodwater, Ashland, Lineville, home of the Clay Central Volunteers on the Southern Union State Community College Clay Central Sports Network.
We welcome you back here, and I want to give both of you plenty of time to say what you want to say as we, I guess in a sense, we are officially closing the 2024 football season for us, for the Clay Central Sports Network. We're actually closing that chapter of football now, and of course we'll talk about it for many, many years to come, but to me this Football Fiesta officially closes that door on the 2024 football season for us. So I want to give each of you an opportunity to speak to that. Coach Heron, I'll go to you first. Whatever you want to speak to.
You know, an outstanding season, 12-1, a season that these guys, the farther away we get from Friday night, the sting of that loss is going to fade away. We've mentioned it. It was a very good football team that our Vols ended the season against. So there's nothing to be ashamed of there. A very good team. You know, we'll be keeping an eye on them. But our Vols from this year at 12-1, a lot of questions coming into this year. You know, you weren't really sure about how things would be along the fronts on each side of the ball. New quarterback, you know, a young man, Soap, stepping in there into that position where he had not played much in his high school career. Some guys coming back from injury, our two main running backs we had this year, Boyd and Cherry, those guys coming back from some injuries they had last year. You didn't know really what they may be like heading into this year. So all those guys developing into a very good football team. Coach Horn, his coaching staff, you know, him leading the whole thing, just the drive that they show, you know, through the winter program, the spring, the summer workouts, and we get to what a pleasure it is to get to watch them do their thing on Friday night. And, you know, that's just a very small percentage of what it means to be a member of a team and be on the football team. But we get to watch that on Friday night, and a tremendous year. And as you guys have talked about a little earlier, this parts of this year that we'll all of us will remember for many years to come, and just proud to be one of those people that were able to see every bit of it all year long, and looking forward to is what we do here with the Clay Central Sports Network, moving to our next chapter as we turn the page from football.
Coach Williams?
Well, you know, as we look back on the season, it certainly was successful. And I don't think it really fooled anybody, because I think the coaches and the players really expected to do what they did and even more. And certainly there's some disappointment right now, but they'll get over that, because in a few days, the ones that are not seniors will be right back in the weight room. They'll be getting ready for another year. And, this year, when we first started, I had some major concerns about the offensive line in particular. I thought that might be our Achilles heel this year. But, we saw them develop each week. We saw them improving each week. Until we got to the end of the season, they were a strength. And, we're going to go into next year looking at our backs, our receivers, our secondary. We're going to look at that maybe as a possible trouble spot. But I'll guarantee you there's going to be some people. They're going to hit the weight room hard. They're going to mature physically and mentally. And we're going to see those people develop next year and get incorporated into the team concept. And the Volunteers will be right back contending for another region title next year before it's over with. But it's been a great season. It's been fun doing the games. It's been fun doing this football fiesta on Thursday nights. And I look forward to doing it again.
Well, as we get ready to close this chapter of Football Fiesta, the 2024 football season, which kind of officially closes the Volunteer football season for us, I want to thank you two. I want to thank Coach Chris Harry, and I want to thank you, Coach Weems, for how you work and your knowledge and how much you pour into this show each week, and not really focusing on tonight. I really appreciate you guys. One night I missed, and you guys went right on right without me.
Well, we had our best show.
Yeah. So maybe that ought to tell me something. Yeah. Right?
No, but we struggled. It was a struggle that night.
But all jokes aside, I really do enjoy doing the show with you guys and broadcasting and seeing those smiling faces, giving out those each and every congratulations to the Vols, the whole team, for being 12-1, going 12-1 on the season. A great year, a truly great year by them. You know, if you told us we were going 12-1 when we started, we would have said we'll take that.
Yeah,
but we wanted 15-0. I mean, that's what we always want is 15-0. But we were unable to get that, and the season ended just short of that. We're proud of that, and proud of how it, how the players. I want to congratulate all of the players that made Player of the Game, the Clay Central Sports Network Player of the Game. I want to thank Radio Alabama, the Radio Alabama family, all the people that work behind the scenes to make this happen. I definitely want to thank Heath Bone, since he's come on. He's
the
been
bone.
Here each and every Thursday night.
Yes, sir.
I want to thank Mr. Perryman, Jeremy Law, Michael Brannon. Claire Hodges putting things out there for us. Tommy Wood is always there helping us, is assisting us, and giving us a lot of information too. So just probably shouldn't even start naming names, because there's so many to name, but we appreciate all of them. I want to congratulate again our Clay Central Sports Network Player of the Week, our Player of the Year, Deshaun Soap Gibbons, winning that award. I want to thank Britches and Bows for making that happen, kind of presenting that each week, each and every weekend today. We appreciate them and their partnership that they have with us here at Classic Country 90.9. And, it's kind of like one of those things you just want to keep talking, because maybe it don't end that way. Maybe it's not real, but that's not realistic, and we got to end it somewhere, and I think it's time. But we will mention that we will be really soon, we're going to be telling you when we're doing basketball, and we'll be right back to basketball. The Volunteer boys actually starts next Monday. They're going over to Winterboro to play their season, so they're making a quick turnaround and playing basketball. But we'll officially be announcing when we're playing just a little bit later. So, I mean, when we're covering basketball really soon. So keep that in mind. And
we're going to be together again in the morning.
We
it's
are,
not long.
We are. In the morning, it'll be a special show.
It is special.
We've been talking about it for
few weeks?
What? No, weeks.
Well, months. August 1st, really. Yeah, really, since August 1st.
We'll be having our Thanksgiving blowout extravaganza tomorrow on the morning show.
Absolutely.
And I'm excited about it, and that'll be fun. That'll be a show you will not want to miss. We don't know what's going to happen.
No.
Yeah, but it'll be good radio. I promise.
You guys will be talking, and I'll be in there where the food is.
And talking in there.
And ice.
Yeah, and ice.
With ice.
Don't forget your ice,
Coach. I'll bring it. I'll have it.
Okay. Well, for Football Fiesta on 2024 football season, a great year. Thank you to all our listeners, all of our sponsors, all the people that make it happen. We really appreciate what you do for us each and every Thursday night, normally Tuesday night tonight. Until next time, God bless and go Vols.
Thanks for listening to Football Fiesta, presented by Monte Alban No. 2 Mexican Restaurant. Follow the Volunteers all season long on the official home of the Clay Central Volunteers on the Southern Union State Community College Clay Central Sports Network. On Classic Country 90.9, the Clay Central Sports Network Facebook page, and the Radio Alabama app.
WFAZ-FM, Goodwater.
It's 7:09.
From the Radio Alabama Foundation and the First Bank of Alabama Studios, where you